Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name?
It's not, my name is not on the account. It'd be Ron Rye, R-Y-E.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, and how may I help you today?
Well, there's been some payments taken out of my husband's account for $56.95, and he didn't order any rolling toolbox. Somehow or another, somebody got his card and ordered something, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, because I recall making the purchase, I can definitely assist you. Just give me 1 second to look over the account.
Okay. It looks like it's payments of some kind. Every month he's been getting the payment taken out.
Okay, so I did see where this account was initially created back on October the 19th. It was created when someone entered a contest entry for a Craftsman rolling toolbox. The initial charge would have been $7.95. Does the customer recall any of that?
No.
Okay. Now, if the customer does not recall entering the contest entry, I can file this as a fraudulent claim. Now, I do have to let you guys know that in the case of fraud, it is sport or a pending investigation, and that any false claim can result in a penalty. And as long as you're sure that you guys did not enter the contest entry, I can file this as a fraudulent claim and refund the account. Would you like me to proceed with that?
Can you hold and let me call him and check with him, double check with him and make sure he didn't do something like that?
Yes, ma'am.
Because he may have been on his phone on Facebook or something and went into that and looking at it or something and did it. He doesn't remember doing it, but could I check with him for a minute? Put you on hold?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
If I can do this, Mr. Bendis. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What it was he was in Lowe's, and they had that free giveaway, and he didn't receive any Craftsman toolbox. They didn't give him a toolbox. They've just been taking his payments. He did apply for the free giveaway thing, and you know, if you don't explain themselves, then you know, he thought it was free, and he was, you know, it was just like, you know, a lottery type thing. If you win, you win. If you don't, you don't. There's no reason he should make payments on something he's not got.
Yes, ma'am. So it was initially a contest entry. Now, the contest entry is a part of a membership for a selected premier discount. So that's how he received additional charges.
Yeah, but it's still fraudulent because they've been taking $56 out every month. And he doesn't have anything, and he doesn't, you know, he didn't understand that contest.
Well, I do apologize. He did not understand. That was stated in the terms and conditions that it comes with the membership.
Well, he didn't ask for a membership. He was just trying to win a free toolbox.
Okay, so the customer doesn't necessarily have to ask for the membership. If they take part in the contest entry, it automatically
Yeah, but it's still fraudulent because he didn't ask for it. It's still fraudulent. You're still taking money away from him.
Claim because he did enter the contest entry.
Well, sure. I would want to win something free, too. But it didn't say, and he doesn't read it. So, you know, he's 65 years old. And he doesn't understand this kind of stuff. People going around stealing our money. I'm sorry, but he doesn't use the website.
I'm sorry.
And I haven't gone in there. I just saw the money coming. Then we're going to sue the pants off of you.
Yes, ma'am. Those
you understand? No, this is not right. You took $150 away from us without even notifying us in any way.
That was stated in
the He didn't go for a membership. He didn't ask for a membership.
Yes,
I think you could still do fraudulent, whether you like to or not.
No, ma'am, I can't file a fraudulent claim, but as a courtesy, I can process a 50% refund for the latest charge.
Well, I appreciate that.
The refund will take
that
3 to 5 business days.
That's fine. Just as long as the money comes back into his account. He's on a fixed income, and he can't afford this.
Yes, ma'am. So
it's a good thing I caught it last night.
Yes, so it will go back into the account and also the account is canceled.
Your account is canceled.
Yes.
Yes, I have already got it.
Canceled.
Yes, it has.
Okay, and is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, I appreciate you doing what you can.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer service and have a great day.
Thank you.